It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, April 11th, 2019. Today is the birthday of American jurist and statesman Charles Evans Hughes, born in Glens Falls, New York in 1862. He served as an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States from 1910 to 1916, U.S. Secretary of State from 1921 to 1925, and the 11th Chief Justice of the United States from 1930 to 1941. In that role, he led the Supreme Court through the great controversy arising over the New Deal legislation of President Franklin Roosevelt. He received much of his early education at home before attending Madison University, now Colgate, from 1876 to 1878. He then transferred to Brown, where he graduated in 1881, and he received a law degree with honors from Columbia University Law School in 1884. Hughes gained prominence in 1905 as counsel to New York State legislative committees investigating abuses in the gas and electric power industries and the life insurance business. Reluctant to enter the political arena, Hughes was enticed by the support of President Theodore Roosevelt to run for governor of New York in 1906. And he won by a close election over the flamboyant newspaper publisher William Randolph Hearst, becoming the only Republican to win statewide office in New York that year. He only narrowly won re-election in 1908, and his appointment to the U.S. Supreme Court in 1910 by President William Howard Taft arguably spared him from the likelihood of losing his bid for a third term. Hughes's first period of service on the Supreme Court was relatively unremarkable. Ideologically moderate, he supported federal governmental responsibility in regulating commerce and favored First and 14th Amendment rights. He emerged as a leading candidate for the Republican presidential nomination in 1916. After receiving it, he resigned from the court. Hughes was narrowly defeated, 277 electoral votes to 254. And Woodrow Wilson became president for a second time. In 1921, he was appointed Secretary of State by President Warren Harding, and following Harding's death, he continued to serve in that position under President Coolidge. Hughes negotiated a separate peace treaty with Germany after the Senate failed to ratify the Treaty of Versailles. He supported attempts to secure the entry of the United States into the League of Nations, and planned and then served as chairman of the Washington Conference on Disarmament. He also insisted that the United States refrain from recognizing the government of the Soviet Union until it recognized property rights and other elements central to capitalism. In 1925, Hughes resigned as Secretary of State and returned to private law practice yet again. In 1930, President Herbert Hoover nominated Hughes to become Chief Justice of the United States. His nomination elicited opposition within the Senate, however, particularly from Democrats who found that his representation and support of corporate interests appeared at variance with concern for the economic crisis precipitated by the Great Depression. Frustrated by Hughes and the High Court's opposition to much of his New Deal program, President Roosevelt attempted to get around the Chief Justice by devising a plan to reorganize the court. In 1937, Roosevelt proposed to appoint a new and presumably liberal justice to offset each sitting justice over the age of 70 who refused to retire. The plan failed, of course, and Hughes played a leading role in defeating it. He retired from the Supreme Court in 1941 at age 79 and died 7 years later. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 11th. 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.